The ideal Hollywood movie is designed to leave everyone feeling the same way. Not so with Independence. One such new low-budget film that has already left audiences disagreeing is In the Company of Men. Our film critic John Powers first saw the film at this year's Sundance Festival and has this review.
The great advantage of making movies on a shoestring is that you're free. Free to tackle tricky material, free to adopt a weird style, free to offend the audience. Made for a piddling $25,000, In the Company of Men does all of these things. It's a genuine provocation. The movie centers on two businessmen. There's handsome, dimple-chinned Chad, wonderfully played by Aaron Eckert, and there's his superior Howard, played by Matt Malloy, who's both kinder-seeming and dweebier than Chad. When we first see them, they're heading off on a 6-week trip to a branch office. Both are frustrated by work, and more important, they're angry at having just been dumped by their girlfriends. And so Chad proposes a scheme that will let them take revenge on women. The two will find some lonely woman who's not used to being courted, and they'll overwhelm her with affection until she feels loved by them both. Then they'll suddenly dump her and laugh all the way home. Howard agrees to this plan, and the two men start wooing their chosen victim, a lovely deaf secretary named Christine, who's played by Stacey Edwards. This demonic tale was written and directed by newcomer Neil LaBute, a 34-year-old playwright whose previous work has all been for the theater. Although In the Company of Men is not a filmed play, LaBute's style carries a strong whiff of the proscenium arch. He pushes his story forward with flurries of macho, mammoth-style dialogue, and he gives everything a stylized look. Chad and Howard are defined by their white shirts and ties, just as their lives are defined by the neutral spaces they inhabit, airport lounges, office cubicles, restaurants with no personality. These aren't realistic characters. They're stencils, whose monstrous ways of thinking are revealed by their soaring cadences of spite and their chortling relish in their own viciousness.
He's John Merrick. The only thing I can think of the whole time, I'm sitting across from the fucking elephant man.
But she's attractive, though, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yes, I would say, yeah.
Tall?
Kind of average. But you should see her going at it, working to put the simplest sounds together.
Oh.
I mean, an A-E-I-O-U, sometimes Y, is like the holy grail to this poor wretch. After about 15 minutes, I can't watch any more saliva form the corner of her mouth, or I'm going to lose my taco salad. I mean it.
Was she nice? I mean...
Nice? Yeah, sweet, giving, all those things.
That's good.
In fact, one of the kindest people I've ever had spray spit in my face.
Last week, I mentioned that the strongest thing about Air Force One was its catchy premise. The same is true of In the Company of Men. Chad and Howard's decision to single out a frail, innocent woman and then shatter her is the most viscerally compelling hook of any movie this year. You simply have to know what's going to happen next, even as some of the scenes become so painful that you want to avert your eyes. LaBute makes us feel the true weight of human heartlessness, and he doesn't stop there. He suggests that the male capacity for cruelty is intensified by the very nature of corporate competition. Chad and Howard, after all, work for a company of men. Because the movie was made on the cheap, the lighting is ugly, the acting's uneven, and the boom dangles into the frame. But these are the kind of flaws that you have to forgive in a low-budget picture. What's harder to forgive are the lapses in overall vision. Despite himself, LaBute seems enthralled by Chad and Howard's meanness and by his own ability to shock us. He turns some of the most vicious remarks into laugh lines. And attempting to give the movie a wicked edge, he sometimes pushes too hard, as when Chad humiliates a black employee by making him show his private parts in his office. When the movie premiered at Sundance, it left audiences wildly, even angrily, divided. Viewers who hated the film were often mocked for being PC, for not grasping that Chad and Howard's offensive behavior wasn't being celebrated, but dissected. But what bothers me about the film is not that it isn't PC, but that it is. Although the misogynist dialogue makes it sound as if LaBute's boldly violating taboos, he's actually serving up just another one-dimensional look at the flawed psyche of white men, especially white men in corporate culture. What could be more politically correct? In the Company of Men may hold us in its clutches from beginning to end, but its bleak picture of the American male psyche is the stuff of shop-worn slogans, not cutting-edge art. This is one movie that manages to make men seem even worse than we actually are.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.